Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. So a lot of people ask about the mnemonics that I come up with. Dr. Z, what does ASGRAPH mean? Dr. Z, what does NIPA mean? Dr. Z, what does ASH or NEEDS? First of all, if you don't know these mnemonics along with Dr. Zeeshan's method, you need to subscribe right now to our YouTube. But in the meantime, let's cover NIPA and NEEDS. So we'll start with NIPA. NIPPAA. Again, that's NIPPAA. So what does this stand for? Well, we typically use NIPA when it comes to GI. So any type of GI, let's think about this, whether it's intussusception, pyloric stenosis, Hirschsprung's, diverticulitis, appendicitis, cholecystitis, so on and so forth. This tends to hold true more times than not. So what does it stand for? Well, the N is NPO, meaning we stop everything orally. So if I make them NPO, if they had any of the aforementioned pathologies or issues, well, we're doing it twofold. The first reason is if they have inflammation of any portion of the GI tract or any type of anatomical defect that's causing an issue with digestion or any type of motility, we need to make them NPO because we don't want them having nausea, vomiting, or aggravating their GI tract. The second reason is, what if we have to do surgery? We're definitely going to have to make them NPO. But now, if we made them NPO, the I in NIPA goes right with it, which means I've got to start them on IV fluids. Get that IV access and get fluids in them because we are cutting off anything orally. So whatever it may be that we may need to give them, which now comes the remainder of the NIPA mnemonic, the PPAA. These are all PRN, meaning we use them as needed. First P is going to be proton pump inhibitors. So again, those medications that end in prazol, well, yeah, if they're not eating or drinking, we got them on IV fluids. Do you think that stomach acidity can build up and potentially cause an ulcer? Absolutely. The second thing is pain. Pain meds for the second P, as needed. Because what if that inflammation is causing pain? We may use it as needed. The first A is antiemetics. Well, if they've got nausea, vomiting, we may need to put them on an antiemetic. A really good one that you should know, ondansetron. The last A that may be needed is antibiotics. So think of things like diverticulitis that may be from an infectious process. So NIPA tends to be this generalized concept that you must understand in order to apply it to GI. How am I going to ask this? Well, select all that apply. Do you think all of these are things that I may educate the patient on knowing what they're going to receive? Absolutely. So again, NIPA, NIPPA. The second mnemonic that we're going to cover is NEEDS, NEEDS. This mnemonic holds true all of the time. Hold up. Let me repeat that. This mnemonic holds up every time. You're never going to say the opposite of what I'm about to show you. This applies, again, in every system. I don't care if it's cardio, respiratory, GI, endo, musculoskeletal. It doesn't make a difference what it is. NEEDS is always going to come through for you. You just got to find it. The N is nutrition. Well, proper nutrition. Let's give an example. How about heart failure? No canned foods, no processed foods, no fast foods. Cool, that's nutrition. How about in cystic fibrosis? High fat, high calorie, high protein, nutrition. educate them on their nutrition, eat healthy. When do you say the opposite? How about even with somebody that's on warfarin? Wait, they can't have vitamin K. They can't have that green leafy vegetables. No, no, they can in moderation. Nutrition. We're never going to say the opposite of proper nutrition. The second one is exercise. If a patient is being educated on their needs, we're always going to tell them to exercise. But Dr. Z, they broke a leg. So give me what you can. Maybe you're doing some upper body or doing whatever yoga you can do, whatever mobility you have, whatever you can give me. Oh, well, they're older, they're frail. Give me something, go for a walk. With exercise, we're going to do it in every instance. There's no reason to say the opposite. The second E is E-T-O-H. What does E-T-O-H stand for? Alcohol. So you can say either decrease alcohol intake. My preference and what I believe is most up to date is they're going to say avoid alcohol. Even those studies that you say, oh, well, one glass of wine, one shot of whiskey, one beer, whatever it is, I think those are even becoming outdated. But again, they're not going to give you an answer choice that says avoid and decrease. They're going to give you one or the other, so choose one of them. When are you going to say the opposite? Then the DS goes together. The DS is don't smoke. When are you ever going to say the opposite? You're not going to go around saying, well, you know, it's okay. Go ahead and eat unhealthy and yeah, just sit on the couch and you know what? Six beers a day is fine. And just, you know, don't smoke a full pack. Just smoke a half a pack. No, you're going to say eat healthy, exercise, decrease or avoid alcohol and don't smoke in any situation. I don't care if you got a cardiac patient, a GI patient, if you got a respiratory patient, you never say the opposite. So always look out for it. Are they going to say nutrition? No. Exercise? No. They're going to make you understand or look to see if you understand that if I'm educating a patient on proper nutrition, if I'm educating a patient on doing Tai Chi or yoga or swimming, whatever their body can handle, whether it be in moderation, whether it be in limitation, it doesn't matter. As long as we're doing something that they can tolerate, better than nothing. And don't smoke. Don't smoke. So again, needs is always, always, always going to be correct. So remember this. Always take care of your patient's needs. Nutrition, exercise, ETOH or alcohol, and don't smoke. So I hope you enjoyed these two things you must know for the boards. They're super high yield mnemonics that I came up with that are going to make life way easier for you. Hope you enjoyed. See you at our free weekly Zoom on Wednesday. Take care.